This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held for 40 assembly constituencies on Tuesday. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and road shows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu tomorrow. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies in Ramgarh and Chamb sectors today. Party leader Priyanka Gandhi will address rallies in the Union Territory tomorrow. The National Investigation Agency conducted searches at the multiple locations in the Rajouri and Riasi districts of Jammu Division as part of its investigation into the terror attack on a bus in June this year. The bus was carrying pilgrims returning from the Shiv Kori temple in Riasi district when it was attacked by terrorists. Akashvani Jammu correspondents reports that multiple NIA teams have been conducting searches since this morning. India has condemned the act of vandalism at BAPS Sri Swaminarayan Mandir at Sacramento in California in United States. The incident took place on the 24th of this month. The Consulate General of India at San Francisco has taken up the matter with local authorities to take immediate action against those responsible. The government today released the revised operational guidelines and training manual for all medical officers on non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Health and Family Welfare Secretary Apurva Chandra said these guidelines and training modules are crucial for identifying individuals with NAFLD. Mr. Chandra said the government will constitute a committee to address NAFLD at the United Nations General Assembly next year. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Director and Chancellor of the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences, Dr. S.K. Sareen said fatty liver disease has always been prevalent in the country, but people were not aware of it earlier. He listed out the common causes of fatty liver. World Tourism Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated on the 27th of September every year, highlighting the role of tourism in connecting people and boosting economies. The theme for this year is Tourism and Peace. The day also aims to foster a more sustainable and equitable tourism industry for future generations. Addressing an event to mark the day in New Delhi today, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, tourism creates bond of humanity which are much needed at the moment and contributes to peace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. It will be the 114th episode of monthly radio program. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 5 persons lost their lives in rain-related incidents. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held a meeting of senior officials this morning and asked them to remain alert in view of the torrential rain since last night. Several districts of central Purvanchal and Tarai regions of the state were witnessing heavy rainfall since yesterday. Schools up to class 8 have been closed till tomorrow in many districts. The Meteorological Department has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rain in several parts of the state for the next 24 hours. Shigeru Ishiba is set to become next Prime Minister of Japan after winning Liberal Democratic Party's leadership election today. The former defense minister emerged victorious with 215 votes in the contest against hardline nationalist Sanae Takaichi, who secured 194 votes. This was one of the most unpredictable leadership elections in decades, with a record 9 candidates vying for the position. 67-year-old Ishiba will assume office at the next Prime Minister once Parliament convenes next month. In cricket, the second and final test between India and Bangladesh got underway in Kanpur today. Put into bet, Bangladesh were 107 for 3 in the post-lunch session on day one when the match was stopped due to poor light conditions. Earlier, India won the toss and chose to field first after intermittent rain and wet outfield delayed the toss. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.